One of those responsible for Wisconsin's collective bargaining cuts would take it even further. Assembly Speaker Jeff Fitzgerald says, as a U.S. Senator, he would back right-to-work legislation.
I think when you look at from tax structures and places that are able to do business that are doing well, a lot of these states are right-to-work states.
Hedge fund manager Eric Hovde, who's opposed to TARP, says community banks he owned never took bailout money.
I've never worked on Wall Street, never lived in New York. I have been the single biggest critic about Wall Street, the bailouts, and the egregious behavior that they've conducted over the last 10 years.
Real estate developer Mark Newman has been criticized for taking stimulus money, a program he later opposed. Newman says he put people to work during the Bush administration's tax credits, a program that continued under President Obama.
And in the new administration, the numbers are exactly the same. But those tax credits were used. And in fact, a company like ours invested about $2.5 million in American products and American jobs. And that's what this should be all about.
Physical therapist Kip Smith says all of the Affordable Care Act needs to be scrapped as it actually harms patient access.
I would love to give my services for free to that person who can't afford it. But I can't, because now, if I do that, I have to let everyone have the same price.
Tommy Thompson did not attend the debate in Waukesha. Brian Moon, Wisconsin Radio Network.